Punk never stood for money. Punk was always the opposite. And now it seems now everybody's just cashing in on the fashion that was then. It was all about being anti-Sassitic. It was all about being cynical. It was about really doing it to piss people off. And it became an underground scene where everybody wanted to be a part of something completely different. Now it's just not that way anymore. Now it's become the popular thing to do.
Because if you listen to the original stuff and its chord progressions, it's all based out of the simplest, you know, EAB chord progression. It's simple, it's honest. People like Ian McKay from Minor Threat, he always played just with a Gibson plugged straight into a Marshall. Simple. His distortion came from that. It's simple. His lyrics, simple and honest, but sharp. And they always had that aggression. Not necessarily rage, not anger, just aggression. Another band, 7 Seconds, it was more about the honesty of the message.
Are you guys ready? We're 7 Seconds!
Back then, it wasn't even like you didn't have to know how to play guitar to be in a band. Guys were out of tune, guys were loud, obnoxious, and it was all about the lyrics, it was all about the words. And even though the guys that the Ramones didn't know how to play, back then it was all about the lyrics, it was about a message. I had something to say, and I'm gonna say it. If I'm gonna scream it, and this guy's gonna blare a guitar behind me, and that's how I'm gonna get my shit across, and I'm gonna get off doing it, and that's how I do it. That's how it was, and that's really cool. Today, it's a lot different, you know, and it sucks in a way, because you have to sound great, you have to be amazingly produced, all about money. Once again, it all came around, but back then it wasn't.
Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take 4.
Sex Pistols, but most of the things that we know about them were really done for them. They happen to be really good. I don't think the albums are really all them. And I saw them when they were on the boat following the Queen's float. Songs. That was the thing that really saved them. That's why that album's still big today. They had Chris Thomas produce that album. He's one of the biggest producers.
The whole modern day ideal of punk and whatnot and the fashion of it. Back in its early days, it wasn't about that. What made it about that is the whole market, people realizing that they could sell something. Look at all these stores, Hot Topic, selling Misfit shirts to 12-year-olds who've never even heard of the Misfits. They're like, ooh, I got this cool Misfit shirt. I'm hardcore.
Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho.
Well, the punk rock of today doesn't sound anything like it did then. Now it's hip-hop. Today's hip-hop is the punk of yesterday. And not a lot of people want to admit that because they're looking at it like, oh, look at that, it's a disco beat, you know, a bunch of black guys, gold chains and all this. But they're anti-society. They got the message that the punks had in 74 and 78. It's a weird thing, but it's true. It's underground. Even now that it's not underground, there are parts of hip-hop that are and parts of hip-hop that aren't. Just like punk, even when it first came out, Run DMC and all that. That was totally great. It's Don't Push Me, Cause I'm Close to the Edge, that song. Excellent.
DJ. I always talk like I'm winked out on the way. I wear a sock. ball sacks and everywhere I go. My job is to help destroy what's left of your imagination. Like you do endless doses of tropical virus garbage. So don't create, be sedate. Be a vegetable at home and squat on that dial. If we have our way, even you will believe this is the future of rock and roll. The second part is well, you took that role of bird in the cartoon's attention, making sure that things up to the imagination. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air. See ladies' features from the Muppet Show, shaking tits and latex as they lipstick that screen. It's something I don't like about a band or all its wild. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the
was our beloved corporate gods claimed they created rock video, allowing it to sink as low in 1 year as commercial TV has in 25. It's the new frontier, they say. It's wide open. Anything can happen. But you got a lot of nerve to call yourself a pioneer when you're too goddamn conservative to take real chances. Tin-eared, rat-caker-brained accountants instead of music fans. Well, all the shots of giant record companies now. The lowest common denominator rule. Forget honesty. Forget creativity. The dumbest by the most, is that's the name of the game. But sales are slumping, and no one will say why. Could it be they put out one too many loud